Dreamscape presents Forever Her Earl by Scarlett Scott, narrated by Roxy Isles. Chapter 1. Lucy Chartrand had possessed a great deal of good fortune in her life, but at the moment, standing beneath the black Yorkshire night and the dim glow of a quarter moon, she was most concerned with her latest bit of good luck. A footman named Robert. He was handsome enough, young enough, and charming enough to have caught her eye. And heaven knew she'd been casting her gaze far and wide since she'd arrived at Sherborne Manor. Indeed, she'd been looking for someone to aid her in her plan from the moment she'd realised the little scandals she kept creating weren't sufficient to deter dogged fortune hunters. Yes, Robert would do. He would do quite well. She waited for him in the gardens, where they'd agreed to meet after he had completed his duties for the evening, the air warm around her and redolent with the scent of lush summer blossoms. A slight thrill of nervousness went down her spine, a skittish feeling she couldn't quite chase, regardless of her determination. After tonight, everything would change. She would be changed forever, and most importantly, free. And she wanted it that way. Mother would have no choice but to accept that Lucy wanted a life of her own, a life that had nothing to do with marrying a proper English lord or anyone else for that matter. She wanted a future that was hers to do with as she pleased, to start her cosmetics business as she dreamed. When she was no longer a prize on the marriage mart, Mother would have to concede. The crunch of gravel alerted Lucy that she was no longer alone. He was coming to her. And although she felt a surge of excitement that her plan was finally coming to fruition, she could acknowledge that the thrill had far less to do with Robert than it did with her impending independence. Still, Robert was handsome and strapping. He admired her. She'd caught his stare more than once, and that was how it had begun. The footsteps grew nearer, and she turned to find a decidedly masculine form moving toward her in the silvery glow of the fragmented moon. Was it her imagination? Or did his shoulders seem broader, his height a bit taller than she had remembered? She didn't give herself a moment to fret over the concern, nonsensical that it was. Everyone looked different in the darkness. And he was here. He had come to her. If she hesitated at all, she would lose her courage. Without a word, Lucy threw herself into his chest, entwining her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?